Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you. Verses 1 through 8, 14 through 15, and 21 through 23. Hear these words of the Lord. Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders, and they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" Jesus said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you, hypocrites. As it is written, 'The people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandments of God and hold to human tradition." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, envy, slander, pride, follow. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'm very saddened that nothing from the outside can make me holy, because I could think of a lot of things, being an elder, that I would like to write in the discipline about what can make you holy. One of the things I would put in there would be fried chicken. I think fried chicken would be something good that you and I could eat that would make us holy. I think if we could have enough fried chicken, all of us would become holy. You know what I'm saying? So I would like to create a tradition that all of those who eat fried chicken would be holy. Of course, being diabetic, that wouldn't be a good thing for my blood sugar. But then again, you know, some people suffer for Jesus. We can smile and laugh. You've heard that story before of this little boy who was called in by his mother to come and to eat. And when he got in the house, she said, "Wash your hands." And he said, "I don't have to." And she came in there to where he was and it says, "Excuse me? Who told you you didn't have to wash your hands?" And he said, "Jesus." One of the things that the disciples did not do was that they didn't always do what the Pharisees and the elders thought they should do. Well, there was a lot of things that the Pharisees and the elders did that I call loophole holiness. Loophole holiness. It's by looking good on the outside, sounding good on the outside, but really it not doing any good inside. When you and I go out in public, if it is our tradition to pray before we eat, when we bow our heads and we pray in public, that is a witness in which we offer. It isn't for show, it's a testimony. If it is for show, we need to stop it. Because that which we think looks good, unless it does good, is doing no good. Amen? So may we hear that today. Those things that we do, we want to point beyond ourselves, because oftentimes we get caught up. The evil of this world wants us to find some loophole holiness. This evilness of the world wants us to do things which don't amount to a hill of beans, yet we think that it does. For instance, for us to be holy, What must you and I do to be holy? Well, if we can go to church, if we can go to Sunday school, if we can tithe, if we can go to Bible study, if we can go to other studies, if we can go in the church 3 times a week, if that can make us holy, then we can feel good about ourselves. But brothers and sisters, that's not what makes us holy. It's not a that makes us holy. It's a who that makes us holy. And who makes you and me holy is Jesus. You and I are holy today, not because of what you and I do, but because of what Jesus has done. If you call yourself a holy person, it's because of what God has done in Christ and has gifted you and me with. So many things that the evilness of this world will try and tell us that if we would just only do, that that would substitute for real holiness. You know, it's one thing to quote Scripture. It's another to live it out. It's one thing to say, love your neighbor with all of your mind, heart, soul, body, and strength, and love the Lord as yourself. And then, when given the opportunity to show who we are, we refuse to do it. That's where the Bible says that when we go to church and we hear the word and we go back out in the world and we don't do it, that's like looking at yourself in the mirror when you're at church, and then when you leave, you forget what you look like. You and I need to remember what we look like. Today, you and I heard, and I said to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. And then you said back to me, you know, Randall, we're not the only ones who need forgiven, preacher. Let us also return the favor, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. So I shared with you the good news of forgiveness. You shared the good news with me of forgiveness. Now we are to go out and we are to share that. If we ever come across someone that we have it very hard to forgive, we need to make sure that we remember what we look like. Because if we forget what we look like, then we won't forgive. That's what that means, brothers and sisters. You and I need to remember what we look like. It's good news. You and I need to hear that. Sometimes it's easier days than others, but there are good times for us in having the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ. So today, brothers and sisters, I'm happy to share with you that we have something that is before us who offers to be with us, to forgive us, to walk with us wherever we may go, and that is Jesus. He left a supper behind. And in your Methodist hymnals on page 13, we continue to hear about this story. And I invite you to join me as we continue with our worship service today in our sacraments. I will read that in light print and ask you to reply by reading that in bold. May we begin together. The Lord be with you.
And also
lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right, and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Would you join me as we pray the Lord's Prayer together, which begins, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.